7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Okay, hold on. Hold on a second. You caught me unaware. No, let's just start it. All right, you've been listening to... Holy crap, what the hell is going on? I don't even know. All right, at the sound of the beep, it will be 1931. Beep! And now it's time for the Dubious Goals Committee. Oh my God. So yes, thank you once again for tuning in to another exciting episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. I am completely and utterly unprepared. But that's okay. 1930 kind of snuck up on me. And yeah, I still need to take some pills. I got the cat crawling on me. I got Dubious Goals Committee trying to start. I need to get medicated because it just so happened that my next dose of Tylenol was due at 1930. So that's great. Hi, Pippa. Yes, I'm not ignoring you. I'm just very busy. And then, of course, this is when Pippa wants to do kitty business. So here I am, sitting here on my floor in a mostly dead configuration with a cat in the kitty business pit looking at me saying, "Let's do kitty business." Okay, yes, you're a good baby. All right, the cat has looked away. I can now throw the Tylenol in my mouth and drink some tea. Yeah. Oh my God. Yes, hi. Hello, I'm petting you, see? So I gotta pet the cat. I gotta do a Dubious Goals Committee. And, I just remembered, I had some kind of dream. I had a weird dream. Where was I? I don't know. All I remember about this dream was that I was sitting at a table, or maybe standing at a table, and I was looking down at a plate of pasta. There was a really nice looking nest or haystack, a pile of pasta, and I thought it looked pretty good, and then I woke up. So, you know, whatever that means. All right, put the cat back on the stuff tube. Okay. The next thing I need to do is put the microphone down. Oops, I just clipped it. And write a message on my hand. Hi, yes. But I can't write because the cat is rubbing her face up against the pen. Yeah, I am petting you. Yeah, hi. I just need to do some writing. Okay, so... why doesn't this damn pen work? Okay. Yes, hi. Next. Ace. Is 6 hours from now, which would be 6:30. And the next flex... is 8 hours, so 2 hours from now. Let's see, 6:30, 7:30, 8:30, 9:30, 10:30, 11:30, 12:30, 1:30, 2:30 would be 8 hours. Okay, yes, Pippa, I am paying attention to you. You are a good baby. Oh my God, okay. The important information is written down. The cat is now being paid attention to. Hi, hello, hi, you're a good baby. Hi, do some kitty business. You're in a kitty business, pet. Oh, now the fur is flying. Fur is getting in my nose and in my face. Who's a good kitty? You are a good kitty business cat. And, oh yeah, so what else is up? I got a very incomprehensible message on my phone today. One of those bored or overworked nurse messages. You know, those messages you get from nurses from the hospital that are completely monotone, rapid fire, and not understandable. You know, the message is something like this. It's, hello, this is a message for Toby. The breakfast session of the person recommended by Dr. Sonos Bach Doctor. And then they mentioned a bunch of doctors' names I've never heard before. A deputy or EMB test, please give us a call. It's 2000. Click. And I said, what? And then I realized what time it was. And I had to do dubious goals committee. So I have to call, I have to listen to this message. I think I know what it's about. I gotta listen to this message, call these people back, and schedule some kind of thing. An EMG. They're gonna EMG me. What is that? It's something electro something-o-gram, I'm sure. I don't actually care. I don't care what machines they hook me up to, as long as they hook me up to some machines. And, you know, those machines, hopefully, they also have, like, a trigger output or a gate output and a control voltage output. And then we can use those machines to control our synthesizers. That's my dream. Gonna be my own synthesizer. You wanna be...
You want to be synthesizers, dingins?
Yeah, the other weird thing is I got to sit on this heating pad. So I've got this heating pad on my hip, which makes my hip hot. Now I have hot hip. Is hot hip a problem? No? I don't think so. I don't know.
But that's what kitties think. That's what you think, because you're a dingins.
Oh my god, so yeah. Now I just gotta wait for this Tylenol to kick in. Oh my god. Anyway. Oh, look, it's Blenda. Oh,
Blenda.
Uncle Grandfather. Al.
You dumb looking. Oh, God. She has brought a wrong tray of hamburgers.
But what about that path?
Stay true to the past and beware the, well, you know, the guy.
Who?
Brenda.
Beware of who?
Put those on the top shelf until the file is hot.
Who, Uncle Grandfather? Beware of who?
Quaffio.
Who?
Hiya.
Quaffio?
You can do it. Now do you understand?
No, I don't.
You see, Gerald, son. Hamburger should be high.
All right.
Oh, damn. Look at that.
Look at that. I think I need some music now. Something with wolves in it. Oh, the atmospherics. We'll be right back.
She broke my heart, but I love her just the same. Now hush, hush, I thought I heard her calling my name. Now hush, hush, I need her loving and I'm not to blame. Now I got her early in the morning, I got her late in the evening. Oh, well, I want and need it. Oh, I gotta get heavy. She got love and light and quicksand. Only took one touch of her hand.
The autonomous Komi Republic, which is part of the Russian Federation, is situated in the far northwest of Europe and spreads up to the Arctic part of the Ural Mountains. It's crossed by 9 northern parallels. 10 fair-sized European states could be placed on its territory. Besides indigenous residents, that is, the Komi people, there are also Russians, Ukrainians, Nenets, Chuvashis, and Tartars. And now, let's go back into history a little bit. A boy lying on skins behind our backs was turning the knobs of a small transistor radio.
Bless you.
Where are you going, my beautiful friend? Is this the road that we take till the end? And if we break down all we left behind, is this the highway of all mankind?
Axis spins around and round we go. Where we're going no one really knows. Here we go. Feel the fire way down below. Get up and clean your teeth and have a shave.
It's 1 a.m., let's go out to a rave. One more in before we hit that grave. It's hotter than a microwave. Wave.
Come on, dim the lights.
It's party time.
Switch on the scope.
Do what you like.
Yeah, Big Audio Dynamite. Mick Jones. He's a genius, let's face it. Oh, Mick, what kind of music are you making these days? Give me a call if you're listening to this. Dying to know. Oh, okay, Space Frogs. It's Space Frog time. It's not even really Space Frog time. I don't know what I'm doing. What am I doing? Synth? Yes. Synth. And I was actually working on something last night. And then I sort of accidentally erased it. Not that I can't reproduce it. It wasn't that good. I was just messing around with the arpeggiator. Do we have arpeggiator? Yeah, we do. And that's fun. And the thing I was doing last night is I was messing around with 16th note triplets. And I was trying to do something with that, and that didn't want to fly. But this thing will even do 1/32nd notes. That's rapido. Mas rapido. It'll even do 1/32nd note triplets. Yeah, count that. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. Fun. And I had something cool going last night too. It was one of those things where I don't know what happened. I had the regular old sort of bass drone going, and then I had this funny, well, not funny, but what was that riff? It was like Phrygian. Something like that. But it wasn't this patch. What was the patch, though? Let's mess with this for a second. Oh, yeah. Phrygian tobe. Yeah. This wasn't what I was messing with. What was I messing with? I wasn't messing with that. But this is fun. Wait. Now I'm just screwing around. What was I even gonna do? What were we supposed to do with the synth today? I don't know. What I'm trying to tell you. I got nothing. So since we got nothing, maybe we should just make something. What do you think? Yeah, let's just do it. Let's just lay down some bars. Some bars of what, Tub? Some bars of bass. How about 8 bars? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. And now we just need to go cut the tail end of that off because I went over, and there we go. And so now let's switch over to track 2. What does track 2 need? Well, we need that arpeggio. Not that. Not space frogs. We need this. What is this? Yeah, we need some blink, glink, glanks. So let's turn on the thingy. The thingy is on. And we're going to what are we going to do, Tub? Good thinking. I can't think. Oh yeah, we got to turn the arpeggiator back on, and now we got to lay down some arpeggio that is Phrygian. Phrygpeggio. Thank you. Okay, stop. I overran that and I changed it just at the end for a little bit of variation. And now we just need to throw in some drums, so let's program up some quick drums. Put this over here. No. Yeah, that'll work. Drum pattern. Yeah, that's fine. Let's lay that down on track 3. That'll work. And now let's return to 0. And we need to adjust this mix a little bit, I think. That'll work for now. Now I just need to find a good lead instrument. What do I want? I want something. No, I want. No. Maybe. Yeah, okay. Let's try it out. Attention, Tobe, you're running out of time. You've been listening to the Dubious Synth Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tobe. I gotta go. I gotta play some synth and eat some food. Bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.